It was supposed to be the start of a beautiful relationship, but somebody screwed it all up. Second Date Update right now with John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, it's time for Second Date Update. We're going to talk to Catherine, who I'm guessing went on a date with a guy, and I'm guessing something happened where it didn't go well, and now she's not getting any return messages or texts from the guy. So what we're going to do is talk to her, hear all about the date, then we're going to call the guy and find out what went wrong. Catherine, welcome to the John, Jay, and Rich radio program. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm excited that you guys can help me get to the bottom of this.
Okay. Why don't you tell?
I don't like being ghosted.
Oh, you're being ghosted. Okay. Mm-hmm. I figured it was something like that. All right. So tell us the story. What happened?
Okay. So we met on Hinge. And we were talking there for a little bit, and then we moved over to text messages, and then he asked me out, and then on Saturday, not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before, we grabbed drinks at this super fun bar, and we're having a cool time together. And it was all, you know, like, going really well until... So, like, we were sitting at the bar and having appetizer, and appetizers, this, like, girl walked up and just inserts herself into our conversation. And you could, like, Eric looked like he was not cool about this. Like, he looked, like, a little bit freaked out. And I don't understand what her problem was, but she was like, oh, hi, Eric. Like, what are you guys up to? And, you know, he's like, hey, Taylor, like, we're just having a drink. And she introduced herself to me, which was weird, and said, like, have a good night, and then left and, like, went to go sit on the other side of the bar. And, like, we were having a good time until that happened, because, like, that totally just jumped water on the whole situation. And, like, pretty soon afterwards, he grabbed the bill, and we walked to the car, and he... like, hugged me and, like, gave me a kiss on the forehead, which was really sweet, and said that he had a good time and that we should see each other again soon. But now he's not replying to my text messages.
Well, you said you did some sleuthing. I mean, if it was someone he used to see, were there, like, old pictures of them together on social media or anything like that?
Well, I, like, tried to find her, and I think I found her on Instagram, but her account is private.
So I hate that. That's when, like, you get someone else,
yeah,
to follow.
Like,
them.
I didn't see her. Yeah, I didn't see her in any of his.
It's true.
You said it's the first date. It's too early for drama. So here you are in the situation where you're being ghosted. Why don't you just let it go and move on? How come you want us to dig and find out what's up if you're saying it's too early for drama? Because aren't you yourself right now creating drama by us trying to figure out what's going on?
I want to resolve trauma. Like, I'm a no drama llama. Like, I just want to have, like, closure on this. Like, I just don't appreciate it when people ghost me. Like, if you don't want to see me, or, like, if it doesn't work out, or you're not feeling it, like, I want you to say it. Like, I want him to pull up his big boy pants and say, like, yeah, you know, it's weird seeing my ex, I'm not over her.
Yeah, that's not someone who doesn't like drama. But okay.
Either way, though, I mean, when you're ghosted, it is such a frustrating feeling. You're like, okay, can you just tell me, do I chew weird, mm-hmm. so I can stop chewing that way for the next time?
Mm-hmm.
Or
you just want answers.
Are you getting back together with that girl?
Yeah, I need, like, an exit interview. Like, I just need, like, a little.
I get that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we will call Eric and find out what went wrong on this date. Because when you're on the Tinder app or the Hinge app and you know, things are going, and then you ask them out, like, obviously things are going great. Unless you didn't look like your profile picture. Like, it could be have nothing to do with this girl. It could be a million other things.
Yeah,
right?
But she did say things were going really well until that
right,
happened.
But still, even then.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you never know.
All right, so we'll get Eric on the line. We'll find out what went wrong. All right, Catherine, so you hold on the line. We'll do our thing and find out. What if we just ghosted her and never came back to her? Keep on hold.
Why am I forever getting ghosted?
On the
ghosted?
Show, we move on to other things. Let's do life hacks next.
No. Don't forget, you can use spaghetti. It's lighter fluid.
Call us next week to find out why you got ghosted on our show. All right. Second Date Update continues next. John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, we're in the middle of Second Date Update. Catherine's online. She got ghosted by this guy, Eric. They met on Hinge. They decided to go out. Now, while they were eating, or while they were out at this restaurant, Taylor, a girl Eric used to go out with, right? Not mm-hmm. really ex-girlfriend, yeah. or we don't know, just someone that he used to go out with, mm-hmm. came over and was like, oh, hi, Eric, mm-hmm. right? And introduced herself to Catherine and Eric. And at that point, the date kind of went south. And she went and sat at the other side of the bar. And then, long story short, Eric is now ghosting her. Mm-hmm. Also gave her the kiss on the forehead, which she said was very nice, which I find very...
That's sweet.
It's sweet.
Kiss on the forehead?
Yeah, it's like Yeah, it's sweet.
Really?
But it is also something like I would do to my daughter.
Right.
I'd rather that than someone go on the...
Yeah.
Yeah, for the lips on the first date. What if you don't want that?
Yeah, but if you're feeling chemistry and you're feeling great and things are going great...
Yeah, quick peck's better than a forehead kiss.
Anything wrong with taking it slow?
I know, but I just feel that if there's a bad vibe and then you get the kiss on the forehead, that falls in line with the bad vibe. If things are going great and you get the kiss on the forehead, then you could look at it that way. Oh, this is good. So far, we're taking it slow.
Yeah.
But so far, things are going... She's getting ghosted.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it falls into the vibe of... Not so well. Glass
also,
half empty.
What's Taylor's deal? Like, what makes her feel like she could go up and be like, hi, unless they're maybe still hooking up on the side or...
I want to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we're the drama.
That's a bold
move.
It's
almost like, if it was recent, you would think she would say something like, oh, really? You just left my house and this is where you came?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Unless she is the friend of the girlfriend or something.
But he said they used to hook up.
Oh, he actually said that?
Right? Isn't that what he said? Someone they used to date?
But yeah, he said he like saw her for a minute.
Oh, they were.
I wish you would ask a lot of follow up questions.
Well, that's what we're gonna do. Let's get him on the phone, Delaney.
Hello.
Hello, we're looking for Eric.
This is Eric speaking. Who's this?
Hey, Eric. This is Suzette from the John Jane Rich Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We want to talk to you on the radio for a second. Is that okay?
Yeah. Sorry, this is unexpected. What is this about?
We are working in partnership with Hinge, and we're following up on dates that there was no second date, and we had we've been contacted by Catherine, and she told us about a date that you guys went on. She thought the date was going great. Turns out that you've been ghosting her, so we are following up to find out why you're ghosting her. No big deal. You just tell us, you know, and we let her know what's up. It's a new feature that we're going to add to the app about, you know, kind of like an exit interview. Did she do something wrong? Did you, you know, we got some of the scoop a little bit, but we just want to hear from you what happened.
Oh, you did? Did you speak with her?
Yes, we did.
Got it. Yeah. Well, I don't know what she said. I mean, I had a good time with Cap, and she was really sweet, and we were excited about meeting up. But the date just kind of went sideways. Like twofold. My ex showed up and was acting weird, and I think she was jealous. But that wasn't the reason that I wasn't getting back to Catherine. I guess there's some that went down that I don't really know about, but like my mom refuses to let me see Catherine anymore, and I just don't want to be involved in that.
Your mom refuses?
Yeah, my mom. Yeah, my mom and I are like really close, and after the date, it was like the next day, I think the next day I went over to my mom's house and cooked for her, help her out, and I was telling her about the date, how I had a nice time with this girl Catherine. Let me show you a photo of her, pull up her Instagram of my mom. Her jaw almost hit the floor, and she starts freaking out, saying, Eric, cannot, under any circumstances, see this woman again. And I haven't seen my mom get angry or pissed since I was, like, a small child. And so I was, like, trying to calm her down, trying to figure out what's happening, and she told me that Catherine is the reason that my Aunt Shannon is divorced, and I just don't want to get involved with any of this.
Oh. Like she was with your uncle?
Yeah, well, I just want to clarify, like, not my aunt by blood. Like, my Aunt Sharon is my mom's best friend, like, helped raise me. But apparently, Catherine, this girl that I went out with, slept with my Aunt Sharon's husband, and it's the reason they're divorced, which is, like, super shady, first of all. And so, like, my mom absolutely hates this woman that I went out with, and so I just have no reason to talk to her ever again.
No. Whoa. Hi. No.
Kathy,
okay,
is that
look,
you?
Look, I, no. Hi. I had no idea that this has anything to do with you, but this is, he wasn't wearing a ring.
It okay, hold on. Anyway, that's not the story I heard, Catherine. That he wasn't wearing a ring.
But that's what happened. Okay, like I literally just met him one night out at this bar. Like he was with his friends, I was with my friends. It was just kind of like this handsome older dude, and they offered to buy us drinks, and he and I got.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to hear about that. Come on.
No. This is not my fault. Like, he was not wearing a ring, and I looked for it. Like, he didn't even have like an indent on his finger, and like it was just a like one night thing. We got super drunk, and he got us a hotel for the night.
Like, oh God, Catherine, gross. This is like he's like. God, please, no. This is just disgusting. I don't even have to
know
about
this. No, I don't. This is
I know about what happened. Like, you say it was a one night, whatever. Like, my mom told me that you guys still talk. I don't really need to hear the details of your hotel rendezvous.
Still, but I never saw him again.
Still, you can still understand, even if he lied to you about being married and not married, do you still see the point of view of the Aunt Shannon or Sharon and his mom saying it doesn't matter?
There's no way Eric's mom is going to be okay with you being his girlfriend, Catherine.
Unless, Eric, you're like, all, I love her mom. You don't get it.
You don't know her.
Yeah, like you can stop it in its tracks before you guys turn into something and you start bringing her to family functions.
That's messy.
Yeah, it's too much.
So you see, Catherine?
What I have a problem with is that this isn't my fault.
It's not your fault.
But it happened.
Be punished for this. Yeah, but like now now Eric, you're like really super mad at me, and that's not my, like I.
No. I'm not. My fault. Okay, don't put words in my mouth. I'm not super mad with you. You know, I you're defending yourself to me, and that's not the situation that needs to happen. Like, if you were to ever try to tell this story in front of my mom, she would just kick you out of the house. It's just not going to happen. I'm not going to go out with you again. Like, your history is not something you can erase.
Catherine, wouldn't you feel weird around the family anyways? Like, let's say your relationship did progress and it got to the point where he's like, you want to come to my house for Thanksgiving? Well, that's going to be uncomfortable for, like, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, okay, now that I know exactly what the situation is, I understand that this is not, you know, this relationship doesn't have legs, but I'm still saying that I feel like I'm the bad guy here.
You want to be adults? Let's both be adults, okay? You got me on the phone now. We're not going out again, okay? And it's because you basically broke up a relationship in my family, okay? Is that good? Are we good?
Oh, my God. Okay. Yes, I get it, Dad. Thank you.
What were the chances?
Thank you for explaining it to me.
Small world.
All right, Eric, thanks for going on there with us. Thank you. Let's say goodbye to Eric and she'll talk to Catherine real quick. Bye, Eric. Thank you. Like, so Catherine, it's not like it's your fault, but it's like he's trying to stop the situation from getting really, really awkward and uncomfortable. Do you see his point of view?
Yeah, no, I get that. No, I get that now, but I just feel like the way that he talked to me about it was just really insulting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I understand that I was involved in a situation that's really messy and I did not know that that was in any way related to him, but I still feel like I'm coming up, you know, smelling like doo-doo for something that wasn't truly my fault.
And also, like, you can look at it this way. Be thankful that it didn't go further, because like you said, you don't want drama. You guys could have gone on more dates and then met the family and been part of all that drama, because they don't want you there.
Yeah,
my God, you could have been a drama in person.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Hey, on a side note, what's that like? So you meet a guy at a bar, you're like making out, he's an older dude, successful dude, and he's like, let's get a hotel. And you're like, okay. Then you like get in the car, drive together, go to a hotel, and then you gotta like wait in line in the lobby while he checks in, and then like it takes a while. Like, don't you guys lose the momentum, or no?
I don't. This is gonna make me sound terrible, but I kind of don't really remember. Oh. Like, I'm used to, yeah, I mean, like, they were buying the drinks, and we drank a lot.
I just figured from the point of saying, let's get a hotel, to the point of actually getting to the hotel, probably 50 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that'd be such like, by that time, you'd be out of it.
There was a hotel that wasn't too far away.
But still, and then they show you on the map, here's where your room is.
Sometimes it's confusing.
Well, I mean, like, we were making out the whole time. Like, it was like romantic moment. Like, it was, you know, exciting.
Oh, okay.
The moment felt right.
No, you're an adult. You can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But that's why What's-His-Face doesn't want to see anymore. All right, Catherine, that's why. Thank you, Catherine, for going on there with us. That's Second Date Update. John Jane Rich.